From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named three key members of his cabinet. In a statement on Friday, Trump said he would nominate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General. Sessions is a staunch conservative and Trump supporter. He has made some tough and sometimes controversial comments on immigration, but his sentiments mirrored Trump's on the campaign trail. The president-elect also announced that he would nominate Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo to lead the Central Intelligence Agency. Retired Army Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was tapped to be the National Security Advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. The president-elect then headed to New Jersey's Trump National Golf Club for transition team meetings, which will include meeting one of his biggest critics, 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Meanwhile, New York's attorney general says that President-elect Donald Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. The deal, announced Friday by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, would settle two class action lawsuits in California and a civil suit filed by Schneiderman. The suits had alleged that Trump University failed to deliver the quality real estate investing education it promised. Schneiderman says the $25 million to be paid by Trump or one of his business entities includes restitution for students and $1 million in penalties to the state. The deal does not require the president-elect to acknowledge any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General says the United States has what he called a strategic interest in a strong, stable Europe. Speaking in Brussels, Jens Stoltenberg said a strong transatlantic bond was required to face the global challenges of extremism and cyber warfare.
A stronger, safer, and more prosperous Europe means a stronger, safer, and more prosperous United States. This is an essential lesson of 20th century history, and we should not forget it.
President-elect Donald Trump spoke with Stoltenberg by phone on Friday. The military alliance said that both leaders agreed that progress has been made on making sure that member countries are sharing the defense burden, but that there is more to do. During the presidential campaign, Trump suggested that the United States might abandon its NATO treaty commitments and pull out of the alliance if other countries don't contribute more. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Lima, Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, where he will seek to reassure Asian allies of U.S. commitment to the region. Leaders of Pacific Rim nations began gathering in Peru on Friday, seeking to salvage hopes for a regional trade prospects, as a Donald Trump presidency sounded a possible death knell for the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership. Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski warned delegates that world trade must remain strong.
APEC is not just one or two countries, it's 21 countries, but we have to deliver an unequivocal message to the world that trade continues to be beneficial for prosperity and trade has to continue growing.
Fears of rising anti-globalization sentiment in the West and China's growing role in global trade are expected to be high on the summit's agenda. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 365 people have disappeared and are presumed dead after at least six incidents in the Mediterranean in the past 3 days. The IOM says that brings the number of migrant deaths in the Mediterranean this year to a record 4,636. Syrian government aircraft and artillery, backed by its Russian allies, intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early Friday. Several people, including children, were killed. It was the fourth straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes since Moscow declared an end to a month-long humanitarian pause on Tuesday. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.